On the line, I've got Master Sun Yong from Auckland. Good morning.
Good morning.
So your organisation is called Body and Brain, and you describe yourself as a brain trainer, and you're going to be here this coming weekend with a workshop. Shall we talk about what does it mean to be a brain trainer, maybe to start with, to introduce it?
Oh, yes. You know, everyone has brain, but we don't know the value of brain. Your brain can heal you. There's natural self-healing power, insight, and creativity. So our brain's amazing, but we don't know that how to use the brain well. So the brain trainer guides you to reconnect the brain and use your brain power. It's brain trainer.
So what sort of things can you heal in yourself?
Actually, you know, a brain always make a balance. Brain really always make a balance. We call homeostasis of brain. So brain has an autonomic nervous system. So our brain is the goal of brain is make the balance your life, your physical body, physical health, physical mind.
Okay. Yes. And I know we did talk to you. You were you were here a couple of months ago.
Yes.
And we did talk about in that conversation that you healed your back or your spine some years ago.
Yes.
That's a very interesting story and quite a striking story. Do you mind telling that again?
Oh, yeah. Like 10 years ago, I was in brain training or so. I felt hope to hurt. My three spine broken. I was in Arizona. And then it's a huge accident, like helicopter, fire car. And after MRI picture, doctor said to me, you cannot walk anymore.
So you, yes. So just to check over, you fell off a horse?
Yeah, horse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then my body was paralyzed. I couldn't feel, I couldn't move at all. But I was a brain trainer, so awaken my sense with the pains. I heal my body, but with the pain, because pain is signal to awaken the brain. So it took 2 days to release the paralyzing, and then I could walk a little, and then I came to hospital, and I healed myself. It took almost 2 years, but okay. I didn't go to hospital yet.
Right, and I think you were in the United States then, weren't you?
Yeah, right.
Where it's very expensive to be in a hospital.
Yeah, so I have to come out.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the workshop that's happening this weekend. It's called a Finding True Self workshop, and it's a 2-day event.
Yes.
So what is the point of finding your true self, I guess, would be a good question to start with.
This simple. We have true self, but we believe we are emotion, we are trauma, we are blah, blah, blah. But it's not real. But we are holding tension without noticing. We are holding emotion trauma without noticing. We are under that system. So because we don't know our true self. So this workshop, simple. Awaken your brain, awaken your consciousness. You can be aware your tension, you're holding while you're holding. So you're free from that.
Okay, and this may be a little bit more detail. I guess you're having different classes through the weekend. And also, actually, this is important with you, I know. Are the classes, they sit and you lecture people, or is there a lot more active for the participants?
Active. We are focused on active, because without action, we cannot be aware. So we are focused on action. Actually, we have two consciousness. One is victim consciousness, and the other one, master consciousness. Mostly, we are under the victim consciousness.
Mm.
People believe we are unhappy because they're my family, money, car, good healthy. They say I'm happy because of something.
Mm.
And this is actually victim consciousness.
Mm.
But we can create everything is our choice. You know, we have love. We have happiness. We can choose. We can choose our happiness, our love. It's your choice rather than your environment. So this is human power. So we are focused on uncover your consciousness, and then you know, oh, I have written consciousness. It's okay, you know, but you have master consciousness. So through the workshop, you can recover your master consciousness, and then you can be aware who you are. So you know, who am I? So you can choose your own direction, and this workshop.
So I came to your workshop last time you were here, your one day workshop, and a lot of the time you're having people doing, it's like a it's a physical movement anyway. We're doing like a class like that, and you keep saying to everyone, too serious, and yeah, things like that. Like, so tell us about what that's for.
Really, people want to learn something from me, because they believe they don't have. But everyone has, you know, everyone has everything. Their brain knows everything. So we are focused on uncover your value rather than learning something from me. So people want to learn something, so they're so serious.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we come to the workshop, we sit down, we're ready to take notes. It's a very serious business, and that's not what you want, what you're doing.
Yeah. Even the breathing, they are trying to have good breathing. So serious.
and you do smile a lot. I know you're from Korea.
Yes.
And you find this is our culture or your mainstream culture in Korea. Also, everyone is too serious.
Everyone's serious. Because this is for maybe. For 2,000 years, because we lost our value of the human being. So people focus on desire and judgment and expectation as a human being, so serious, but because they lost their true self. So we this journey to recover your true self, your value of human being. These are workshops.
And what is the, like, on the web, so the organization you're from is Body and Brain, and on the website you talk about Tai Chi, meditation, yoga classes. Is there a particular school of a discipline or a school of thought that you come from?
Actually, this is brain education. We are using yoga, Tai Chi, stretching for sensitizing body and brain. And through the sensitizing body and brain, our brain become flexibility, and then like refreshing, integrating, and we become mastering our brain. So this philosophy, also Korean philosophy and brain science, like quantum physics.
Okay,
this is basic, yes.
So you're talking about sensitizing the brain. Have we desensitized our brain to something?
Very simple, you know. We are not emotion. We are not pain. But people believe we are emotion, we are pain. This is not sensitizing.
It's what?
It's not sensitizing.
It's not sensitizing, okay.
Yeah, because we are holding everything. When you, through the sensitizing, you can be aware, I'm holding something. Yes, you are free from.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so that, okay, so you're it's becoming aware of what our brain is doing, I guess might be another way to say it.
Yes, right, exactly.
Yeah, okay. So for this weekend course that you're doing, I see this is going to be 48 Bow Street, so that's the church hall just up from the roundabout here. And what should people be prepared for if they come along?
Just their real power. I want to recover myself, just like love and real power, rather than learning something from me.
Right. Yes. Like we said before, we're not taking notes. So is it, I know that it was a kind of a half day or a part day class that you had in the town hall, and quite a few people came to that. And there was these movement classes, that's the only word I can use to describe them, but
Mm.
Are all the classes throughout the 2 days like that, or are there other things going on?
Like we do like a game. Through the game, you can be aware of who you are. Yes. Like uh-huh. sometimes dance, sometimes stretching, sometimes walking, sometimes, you know, yeah, many things, you know, variety things.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you talk about dynamic meditation, so this is obviously not sitting down, but a lot of people think meditation is about being still, so how does that work?
Actually, meditation means be present. Like, even you're dancing, you can feel your body, it's a bit meditation. Be present. Even the sitting, watching your breathing, be present rather than method, rather than finding something. Just be present. Awareness. This is a meditation to uncover your brain potential.
So this interview is interesting because your message the whole time is this is not about gathering information, but an interview is about gathering information. And I'm trying to I'm trying to work out. It's just making me think. Like I'm reflecting during the conversation. What would be a better way to do this interview that would be more in line with how you do your workshop and your work? And I don't know what the answer to that is. But traditionally we get you on and we ask for lots of information and lots of details.
Mm.
Yeah, and it's I guess we're just emphasizing that. That's not what your courses are like, your classes are like. I should ask, what aside from this weekend workshop that you're bringing to Raglan, what other things do you do at Body and Brain?
I'm really focused on natural self-healing.
Yeah.
It's my 20th experience, you know. You know, really, many people come to me with pain. But I'm saying to them, I'm brain trainer, I'm not healer. I'm just guide you to connect your brain, and your brain will heal you. And this is my journey. So everybody become a brain trainer. Everybody become our own healer. And this is my goal and my guiding.
And when you were here last time, I also noticed, you have a family, you have kids?
I have family.
Yeah, yeah, and but I'm curious with children, how would we raise our children differently if we were focused on this, or do you need to work very hard with children to get them to do this sort of thing?
Same as me, you know, we all learn from everything from parents, or the parents believe I'm better than you, but you know, we have to guide for human being, you know, so we parent must be teacher about human being. They need experience and they can share the experience rather than knowledge. So everybody have to focus on experience and wisdom and then share wisdom to their children. I think we need this one.
Do children find it like your teaching for adults is trying to get us to change a lot of our habits and the way we look at the world, and you know you focus on experience and physical stuff and not teaching knowledge. Is it actually easier to teach children this?
So it's like a bicycle, like swimming. You know, the knowledge can make them swim. They need experience like a swimming bicycle. So easy if you can ride bicycle, so easy to teach the riding bicycle. Same. If you know yourself, we can guide the children well. This is same thing.
So folks, we are talking to Master Sun Yung from Body and Brain, going to be in Raglan in the Freedom to Fly, well, we shouldn't call it Freedom to Fly's Hall, they use it a lot, but it's the church hall on Bow Street, it's the church that owns it, but people are familiar with Freedom to Fly using it a lot, so that's this weekend. Where can people learn more about this?
If we
go online, where can we learn more about this?
Cool. Yeah, actually, we are focused on energy and consciousness, so you can come my online class, so perfect to learn more, because like this is brain science. It's quantum physics. To know energy and consciousness. So you know how to heal yourself. It's our online class.
Yeah, that's your online class?
Yes.
Yeah. But for the weekend, for the weekend, if people want to buy tickets,
yeah,
where can we do that?
You can Google, you can check the body and brain.
Yeah.
And then you can find the information about Fine Tourist Workshop in Raglan.
Okay. All right. That's how we do that. Yeah. All right. Well, Master Sun Yung, very good to talk to you this morning. We might have another chat near the end of the week when you're closer to coming down.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. See you later.
Okay. See ya. All right, folks. That was Master Sun Yung from Body and Brain. And, quite a few people, like 25 people saw him when he had a workshop here in the town hall. So now, and a lot of people were like, can you bring the full weekend thing down?